It is time to bring in Ruth Epstein from the Republican American. Ruth covers our area for the Republican American. You can find her stories in the paper online at rep-am.com. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, Marshall. How are you this morning?
I am fine, except I wrenched my back somehow. And
oh, you too?
Oh, it's so bad that once I'm sitting, I'm fine. Mm. But getting like I had to leave my shirt on that I went to bed in because I just couldn't raise
my arm. Oh my gosh, I'm in the same boat. The back pain is just excruciating. So.
I had to use a walker to get up to ramp it in here today.
Are we getting old or what?
We're getting old. It feels better now, but I know the minute I get up and I try to move that arm on the left side, it's going to be like
take it easy in the next week or so. Hopefully,
going to try to do that. Well, hey, Lee H. Kellogg School sent out that email last night.
Yeah, Lee H. Kellogg School is on distance learning. Or Lisa has been in and out with notices about partial school closings, classes closing, and now it hit Lee H. Kellogg School and. Problem with staffing. I just can't find people to come in and work with so many teachers being out. So I think we're just all ready for a vacation, and maybe come back in January and things will be better. Hopefully.
So they're on distance learning for now until they come back. Things stand.
Yep. And speaking of Lisa, she was named the official superintendent of schools after all the boards okayed her, so no longer interim. She is now superintendent, and as we all know, she really got baptized by fire coming in during coming in right when COVID started. So.
And she's handled it perfectly. And you know what? They should just do the same with the other positions that they have that they put up there as well.
Well, there's a little question about the time, the hours.
Yeah.
But we'll see what happens there.
They've all done a good job. Everybody has done a good job.
They really have. Yeah. And I said to her, I spoke with her yesterday, I said, Region 1 really has shined throughout all this in handling it. And speaking of COVID, we had the hospital update and with Dr. Herko and other staff people from Nuvance this week. And they're expecting to get the vaccine pretty soon, start giving it out to the frontline health workers will be the first to get it. But hopefully the rest of us will be able to get it sometime within the new year.
Yeah, we spoke to him this morning. And he said, everybody, you're not going to be able to cut the line. If you go to your doctor and if you have a reason to get tested and stuff like that is one thing. But the CDC is going to let you know. This is Big Brother, when it's your time to go get vaccinated.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. So we just wait it out here.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Well, most of us are not going anywhere anyway. It's going to be a quiet time here. In Falls Village, Henry Todd, the first elect, was very funny this week. They are still a group fighting the River Road affordable housing complex. They're insisting a referendum be held, and the town attorney has said no. It comes under the bailiwick of the Planning and Zoning Commission, and that's it. We're not doing a referendum, and we're not doing a town meeting. And Henry finally said, this is beginning to sound like Trump and saying he'd won the election. I mean, it was just a very funny interlude there. So. And Pat McCara, former first selectman, just was adamant. This is, there's no referendum. It's not going to happen. And let's move on. So we'll follow that and we'll see what happens. We did have a legislative meeting with between COG and the legislators, the area senators and representatives. And they list always, as they do every year, list their concerns, and a lot of it is the same, but COVID has certainly put a wrench into things and made it harder for the towns to handle their finances. So it's going to be, this COVID has just, affected so many things, and as well as town budgets. So we'll be following that as we go into the new year. And it looks like Gears going to be getting its new facility. They're putting the Planning and Zoning Commission sort of gave a contingency okay as long as Conservation Commission okays it. They're going to set up a new 120-bed unit. It's just south of the current one. And, you know, it's been 50 years since that first one was built. So it's done its time, and it's time for some new updates and things.
So and they're all going to be private rooms.
All private rooms, yeah. And the rendering looked lovely. You walk into a big sort of atrium, and the like spokes of a wheel. There'll be wings coming out, and it's going to be exciting to see what happens there. So onward and upward.
There's just one meeting today at 1:30 in the Housatonic Library, and it's a Zoom meeting. And what it is, it's a demonstration of mobile air sanitizers and stuff like that for the school.
That's, you don't have ABC this week? I'm not sure.
I think there's an ABC meeting. I don't have – I think it's Wednesday or something like that.
I think it's Wednesday. I have it down, but I haven't heard anything. Yeah. I think that's about it. Yeah. And then we just take off for the rest of the week. There's – a lot of good things going on, people helping each other. There are food baskets going out, all sorts of gifts for kids, toys for Christmas, and as residents do every year, they're just so caring and making donations, and it'll be a different kind of Christmas, but it'll still be a good Christmas for most of residents in the Northwest Corner.
All right, and we speak next week on Monday. We'll probably just review the year, and there's two or three stories to talk about. COVID, Region 1.
Right, exactly. Right, well, have a great Christmas and to you and your dogs and cats and everybody there, and hope your back feels better, and let's hope for a good 2021.
All right, and best for the weekend and the holiday season to you and your family, Ruth.
Thanks, Marcia. Take care now.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American, rep-am.com on the web.